right, you savage earthling, water-based lifeform sons of bitches. Get ready for another episode of the Alien Radio Podcast.
As always, we are brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com. That's newtherapy.bandcamp.com. It's the only way into the Diggity universe where I, Diggity Dave, host all of New Therapy's music, available for you to enjoy, share, and purchase. All right, folks, this is the XXXmas podcast, so get ready to have your minds blown, your wigs split, and have your ears bleed by the end of it. We got all them boys. We got Roswell Boswell making a comeback. We got Lil Skinny with his second debut. We got Mr. JJ John. We got Lil Dusty on there every now and then. We got everybody. We killing them. We talk about Christmas, life, and all that fun shit. We start off with a little freestyle where we just destroy Mr. Claus and all of his elves. And hope you enjoy it, bitches. Peace.
You know, my favorite to beat is all the time, and all the beats is all the time.
All the beats all the time.
D beats all the time.
I like Fabulous. Girl, you be killing them. Instrumental.
Brown, they better start solid. Alright. Unstoppable. Funk for flow. Funk for shot. We got a little bit of a drop back jaw. 2017 and ain't shit. Santa Claus, I'm coming, so my dick, not really, but his little teeny tiny elves that were legal. They sucked on my balls and they just went up my shelf. They grabbed on my face and I said, that's great, but said, show me that proof of age. Them little fucking elves was crazy fast. They even licked all of my ass. It was like 15 miniature tongues on my dang. It was like a chihuahua went bang. Come on, baby, get that Christmas fun. Got that shit stuffing on my face. Oh, yeah, but that's not even the half of it. The best part was when Miss Claus said, take my ass a bit. So I said, well, you might be plump, but I know it's full of cookies, so it's gotta be scump. Scrumdiddlyumptious, yeah. That Willy Wonka flow, yo, yo. Got the chocolate in Miss Claus's ass, and then I went and shoved it up her ass. It was like Christmas morning. I fucked to New Year ears, and we rode home on a limo flown by Rudolph. His ass was red because it got chewed off.
Ow! Wow! Dave's sitting over here in Christmas cheer. He's talking about fucking Santa Claus in the ear. Oh my God. Shit's crazy. Oh my God, what you fucking saying? It's okay because the little elves, the just little guys, and they're on the shelf. But you know me, they're always watching. You better not fuck Miss Claus while she's watching. Oh! Look in the closet, it's Zachary Cade, that motherfucking Dawson. Oh! Eyes over, he's so deaf, but is he blind? But we don't even know yet. Oh my God, here we go. This closet, oh, sorry, didn't know. Do you have souls? We got a soul.
Yo, Dusty just showed me a nasty-ass video of a bitch taking a shot to getting chocolate syrup in her hoe, in her face hole, in the lowest hole in her face hole, you know? Then she threw it up on the table.
On the table.
Hunter, you know what the, real origin of the African shrinking head is? When you get married to an African woman, you start with a good amount of head. 10 years in, the head shrinks little by little. You ain't got no fucking head, man. The shrinking head. People think it's about a fucking little fucking enemy that they fucking... Dude, they just put the enemy. They said, don't come here. Don't conquer here. These fucking bitches will take it and no more head. That's what it was. Shrinking head. They shrink the head so you know you ain't gonna get no blowjobs around that fucking tribe. All I know is I'm taking a shot beforehand so I can... Whenever I drink a lot, I say the word fuck a lot.
Is that topo?
And that's what I hate when I'm hungover and I gotta edit the podcast and all I can hear is myself being drunk. When you're hungover and you're editing a podcast of your own voice and you're hungover as fuck and all you keep hearing is F word, F word, F word, and you're like, where's the content here? And you're puking and you're trying to drink shots to stay sober. Or just, so when I do these podcasts, when I edit these podcasts, I'm trying to get back fucking drunk because I'm hungover most of the time, smoking cigs, not fucking drinking water and hydrating. So I'm like, sitting there drinking liquor, listening to my drunk ass talking about fuck this and fuck that. Anyway, shots for that reason.
You're 6 in. How many? Are you just going to keep doing them? Like, or are you going to go through, got a 10?
What? Shots?
No, no, no. Alien Radio, and you keep the branding Alien Radio through 30 podcasts, or you switch it over?
It's just going to keep going.
Alien Radio? Keep
going. I might, if for some reason, like I have another idea of a podcast, I might switch it over, but I ain't worried about it right now.
Yep.
I like the fucking name. As soon as I start this Alien Radio podcast, you got SpaceX shooting giant sperms into the sky.
That is fake.
Imagine,
as fuck.
Dude. No, imagine the aliens know that I got Alien Radio. Whose show are they gonna go on first? Obviously not CNN. Obviously not fake Fox News.
Yeah, they're like, these guys are too busy talking about what Rosie O'Donnell would say if she were black, you know?
Yeah, she would say, God damn, give me some more chicken.
Yeah.
That's what I would say if I was.
Well, like I said, you got to start the podcast with like it's December the 25th. It's Christmas Day. It's 2017. We're on the brink of 2018. A lot of us had a shit year where we had explosions of different things going on.
It's happens you smoke the wood.
A hanging Chad.
It's a backwood. It's a real. It's the hanging Chad, dude.
What is this?
The hanging Chad.
Do you guys know what a hanging Chad is?
Isn't that a fucking duty?
No.
No, Hanging Chad was
Dave,
fucking,
tell us the history.
Okay, so in case you don't know, back in time of George Bush versus Al Gore in Florida, John, where you fucking
inconveniently the
even,
truth.
You couldn't even vote. Well, anyway, so basically in elementary school in your home state, there's certain areas in Florida that were using paper ballots where you still punched before it was all digital scan or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah.
And there was these little things where they couldn't tell if they voted one way or the other because Hanging Chad, it was like Chad. They were starting to punch, but then they decided not to punch. They call it the hanging. Well, it was like a defect on the thing. But man, elections would have been so much easier to rig back in those days, dude. Who the fuck ever counted that motherfucking piece of paper, dude?
Right? You didn't even
need
the Russians.
You got 300 fucking million people. There's no Russians.
You
got
don't need them.
American interest. Now they're pissed. Look, dude, we used to have this thing up in the fucking flames, dude. All
right,
so anyway,
this is my shirt right here.
Just to get it out, we're smoking a blunt wood. This is the XXX Must Giving podcast. We got the holiday. Are you scratching it?
No, pull the book out.
Oh, that's a great book.
Oh yeah, we got some. Anyway.
Yeah, but you can scratch off. We got a holiday giveaway.
Yeah. So we got a $10 holiday millionaire ticket here, and with your donations to this podcast, available at PayPal, newtherapy@gmail.com, or support us at newtherapy.bandcamp.com, we buy a $10 scratcher.
It's called
instant funding. You know, we buy the scratcher. If we hit like a top prize of $1 million right now, this podcast is going to Vegas. We're packing up right now, and we'll do the rest of it from a fucking hotel of a Bellagio, doing fucking nine grand.
Let's not get too eager here. If we run out of beer and that's $20, we're cashing it in, alright?
Alright. Well, fine. Who wants to fucking
if
scratch
we run out of beer,
well, who's the luckiest guy here? It's not me, Dave. You've had
it's not me, dude. I had to scratch off of my stuffing stock.
I've been scratching it. Dude, I'm going to give it a pound it off on Dustin.
Yeah, Dusty. Give it to Dusty.
Hey, sound off. We got Big John. We got Big Dusty. We got Big Dave. We got Big Honey.
Come on, get us that 50K.
We got Huntington Boswell. We got Zachary. We got fucking Lil Skinny. We got Diggity. We got fucking John. We got fucking Dust Dizzle over here. We got a backwood going around. Happy Christmas, bitches.
XXX Mom.
No, but I was saying the next stage of being a fucking scratch-off ticket addict is watching other people scratch. Kind of like once you've had enough sex, you're trying to watch crazy other people fuck.
I'm going for it.
Okay. Slightly different,
voyeurism.
But I see the analogy.
Arches, ready?
I think it's funny.
I think it works.
Let's scratch the bonus.
Go for the bonus. Come on,
oh,
get that
it's
holiday
starting to creep
cash,
in. I'm
dude.
A little
what you got on that bonus, dude? Keep us updated.
I got a combo. I got a little gingerbread man.
You got a little gingerbread. You got two gingerbreads or one? You're looking for 100.
No. That don't matter. A GB man.
A GB.
The GB man.
That's a good sign.
They used to call me. That's what they used to call me.
Yeah, bottom drawer, bottom left.
I was the bottom. Hunter was the bottom drawer fucking GB man. That's for sure.
426.
All right, let's get back on track. What we were first going to open it up.
Yeah, we were at the fucking
he's
intro.
He's got the pen on.
Hold on. Yeah, this is the warm up bit, dude.
Nope.
You got it.
No, I mean...
You gotta get a little farther into the game, bro.
Nope.
I can tell you that the...
Goddamn.
Folks, it's not looking good. You're gonna have to send us your money right now, because we're gonna need an instant reveal for next week's podcast.
Fucking up.
I gave it to Dustin, but John seems to have the kiss of death on the ticket. I'm not sure how he got the ticket. Come on, John. Enter into the Matrix a little bit, dude.
Well, we made it all the way to the end of the Matrix, and nothing was there. Skunk boy today. You just got skunk.
This thing is roaching like a smotion.
That's right, folks. Bad news is we didn't win. Good news is you can always send us $10 more so we can play again next week. Damn. All right. Hey, is that backwoods still going around?
Yeah.
Under the fucking beeper head, dude.
I got. I just some footage. Yeah, just getting a couple here and there. You know, trying to keep it going.
Hunter's girl got him a GoPro. Everything we wish our girls had gotten us all Christmas long. But we're going to Colorado in a couple weeks.
We're talking about that Clark House Christmas, dude.
Clark House Christmas. Okay, let me start off by saying I had the top 10 Christmases I've ever had in my life. Yeah, just kidding. By the fact of the matter is, the past 10 years of my life, I had the best Christmas of my day.
Dude, we had my grandma playing What Do You Mean?
Oh my god.
That game, like raunchy ass game, yeah. And like where you like pick the card that somebody put down. Dude, she mopped the floor with us. She kicked our ass, yeah.
Really?
She was like, yep, that's Hunter. That's Maddie. And then she started snagging these cards, man.
He's grandma.
Oh, okay. He's got a girl on the way, a sister on the way. But fact of the matter is, best Christmas I've ever had, because it was the first Christmas I woke up and I didn't give a shit what I got. I gave a shit what he got. He got three different vehicles.
Is that a wee vehicle?
No. The guy had a Hummer, man. Yeah, I mean, who gets a Hummer? Jeep Hummer. Before they turn fucking four.
Yeah. Flash forward to the best day. I fucking groomed the horses, I fed the pigs, I fed the chickens, I fucking played with the dogs, I fucking played with my kid, I fucking changed his diaper, I did all of the above, piss and poop, and then I'm feeding him dinner, goddamn Christmas dinner, portobello mushrooms, and he wasn't having it, he was spitting them right out, and so I started feeding him his dessert, his fucking bananas and blueberries.
I did the same damn thing, man. I mean, yeah. you're feeding him portobello, what?
Yeah, that was ass, dude. It was like organic earth
cranberries, man. It's Christmas.
I didn't like portobellos till never, and I'm fucking 26, dude. What the fuck are you talking about, mushrooms?
Mush them up.
Only mushrooms I eat are the ones that are going to make me trip, and I don't even like them.
Give him some of them sangria berries, you know, exactly. Left over at the bottom.
Yeah. So you
all these terms I'm not understanding right now.
Yeah, dude, you're speaking another language.
Well, that's why we got an audience that has kids.
No, you got,
we got an audience that has kids.
It's good.
Have you ever brushed your teeth and woke up the next morning drunk as hell?
On the toothpaste.
No, and there was tooth.
That's where I'm lost.
And there was toothpaste on the tooth stick. Whatever, I'm calling it something funny, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you this
story. Do you ever look at this guy and just think that, like, just look at him, he's looking at you, and you're like, this guy knows exactly what's going on?
He's like,
does that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, do you ever, like...
He just fucking knows, he just can't talk back.
Yeah.
I feel like my dog does that to me sometimes. Maybe I just get a smart dog, but...
This thing's cash me stats.
I'll tell you what, from personal experience, I've tried to tell the motherfucker that I fucking know more than he does. And he says, you gotta stop drinking all my booze. So I just let him be right as long as I can get right.
Alright, but back, let me finish my story and then y'all pass it on.
Alright, go ahead, because I got a good toothbrush story. You got me on a toothbrush.
Homegirl rolls up in, starts pitching the second fit of the day. It's Christmas, mind you. It's Christmas fucking 2015, 2017.
What the fuck? What year is it? I'm sorry. What?
I've had a couple fat tires. Maybe. This is good shit.
So I got like half of a Bitcoin.
Half of a Xanax?
Bitcoin?
No, I'm just kidding. I get that Bitcoin. Nobody in my family fucking knows what a
Bitcoin
is.
Nobody in my family knows what a Bitcoin is.
Dude,
my grandfather.
How do I get one? I just want one.
My grandfather.
I want one and I want to hold it.
All did. My grandfather's.
Knew about this shit for a minute, but we all fucking missed our shit. You can't jump on it now.
No, but that's what they say. You should always jump on it. I think I'm gonna say this unsolicitedly because I'm not sure. But I'm 95% like. So I walk into my buddy's house and I was like, "Hey man, what is this cool ass thing in this box?" He says, "Oh, that's a cooling fan for our Bitcoin miner." And I was like, "Oh, did you buy a miner? I think they bought a miner." But that's I'm not talking about a person that's a miner. I'm talking about they bought a machine that's a miner. So listen, if you live in Virginia and you can no longer be a coal miner because it sucks, just get a fucking Bitcoin miner and become a Bitcoin miner because that's what these guys are doing.
It's a cash crop.
Millennial life crisis.
Harvesting the internet for data, dude.
Yeah, well, let's keep harvesting, like, apples and pears and shit like that, because I can eat those things.
You don't
man.
Trust me out, dude.
Physical, raw reminders of what's good in life.
About well, I always think about, yeah, apples and pears. You know how, like, people have ornamental trees, you walk downtown the streets? How come that ain't food? If we're going to build these cities, just make the food happen. Homeless people be like, hey, man, I don't got a dog, but there's an apple tree right there. Nobody eats fruit, dude. Give it to the homeless people. People have fruit sitting around. Y'all got some
nanotech. Yeah, if you're going to make it enticing for a homeless man, you got to have some cigs hanging from that tree, too. Otherwise.
Actually, they got, yeah, you can get some tomatoes growing across the street.
The raccoon has, dude.
Dude, I got eggs a laying. 12 eggs a laying. 11 bitches slaying. 10 butt naked bitches. 9 whore bags. 8 colostomy bags.
7
that's
grams
pretty
of
sick.
Weed.
In the bag it's of high school 15. Weed.
It's really 2015.
All right, let's freestyle. Hold on. My dad had like $400 stocked up with a Bass Pro gift card.
Is his name wrong?
He said the other day, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to cash in. I'm like, all right, do you get your fly rod. He comes back with a pellet gun.
That's what I'm talking about.
He says, Hunter, there's this mockingbird. It's a mockingbird, and they're very territorial birds. And if they see the reflection in the mirror, they dive bomb it, and they try and attack it, right? Because they're trying to defend the house. Well, he's attacking my dad's house in his mind, so he gets a pellet gun, pops it. Bird's dead. All right. And he's still got pictures on his phone. Why he has pictures of dead bird on his phone? This is not a 16-point buck.
Dude, gotta, like,
this is
head.
A dead Hunter. Bird, but he got it. He killed it, and he's got
I have the fucking BB gun. You could have
given
me
cool.
Christmas.
That's cool.
Anyway, sorry,
you got
cool.
One on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you...
anyway, continue the story. I want to throw that out.
The story is
not,
fucking
there's not too much more of the story other than
so
now
and he killed the target. Bogey is no longer a fucking issue.
Well, he got one, but now he's got like a sniper outpost in the back and the crow's nest and top back left. My house, and he just if he sees a squirrel, he's like, Hunter, get up here.
Does he live with can he shoot it? Because, like, if he could shoot it, I can't shoot it fucking because the neighbors would get mad. But you know,
yeah, we had one in our sights yesterday, but
if
he missed
a
shot and wouldn't
call me
fired.
Up, I'll eat it,
anyways.
Dude. I'll cook it for you,
bro. My parents fuck with squirrels hard, dude. Do you have bird feeders?
Like, they like them,
oh,
or
yeah,
they don't?
They love that shit, dude.
I love them too, but like,
really?
Also, like,
yeah.
Dude,
so,
think about this. It's the
they
greatest.
Not like
if you
dad.
Feed the fucking squirrels, if you feed them till you need to eat them, you're good.
Squirrels,
dude.
Mood.
So the other night, I'm over at Sarah's house. And
somebody
like,
passed me a set of keys.
A set of keys?
Talk about it. Be about it.
We can't have keys on the mic, dude.
There
you're gonna
there.
Fucking.
You're gonna
fucking.
I'm doing a key bump right now. No, I'm just trying to cut into my goddamn disc.
Knife,
hand. All right, so Sarah's butt naked the other night underneath the moonlight.
Anyway, hold on. We gotta take this moment to get the
mic. Megan's trying to bang John. Oh, you can't name drop on the podcast. Sorry.
Blown up, fam.
So at Sarah's house, I have the BB gun over at Sarah's house.
Are
we
smoking?
We sit in the backyard sometimes and we shoot at cans. And she like, you know, she thinks like, all right, you know, we're shooting at cans. But really, I'm just like trying to keep sharp on my shot for like the moment that like an animal comes in her backyard to go like shoot it. The other night,
sharp on my shot,
trying to stay sharp on my shot. And the other night, we're sitting there and her cat starts freaking out. He's looking out the window.
Chester.
No name drops. Check
no
outside.
No name drops.
Oh my God.
Chester.
Okay, Chester the cat up on Instagram.
We check outside with the flashlight, and she has a little suet feeder, little like bird feeder biscuit hanging from this whole cage thing.
Fucking possum.
And, well, there was a possum too,
now
but there's a raccoon.
There, oh,
raccoon just sitting up on his hind legs, just grabbing on this thing, eating it. And I was like, ooh, I'm getting the BB gun. She's like, no. She's like, is it gonna kill it? Is it gonna kill it? I was like,
shoot in the butt.
I was like, no, I'm just, it's not gonna break its skin. It's not gonna do anything. I was just like, I'm just gonna scare it away. So I go get the BB gun, pump this thing up. Dude, he's just sitting there chilling. I'm like, hey, get out of here. And he's just sitting there, just keeps on doing his thing. I just pull it up, and he looks me dead in the eyes, and I hit him right on top of the head.
Oh,
and he runs
yeah.
up the tree.
You got
just freaked out. Got him right on the top of the head.
Hell yeah.
And he just ran up. He was freaked out.
Dude, this thing
right on top of the head.
Like
right on top of the head.
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
like
a
I mean, this is like...
It's not a BB. It's a fucking little piece of...
It's a fucking
little
pellet.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? That little bevel in that fucking...
No,
man.
This is like... If you do like 15 pumps, it'll break skin.
Yeah.
But like 10 pumps...
It's kind of like a fuck you pea shooter.
It was a deterrent.
BB gun. It's missing the front sight. So when you aim it, you gotta like make it up when you go. You gotta know like where to aim. You're,
yeah,
like, you're like 5 feet below the target.
Still, yes. Dude, if you
nailed it right on top of the head, thing ran away.
That's awesome.
Dude, I was shooting American Sniper version.
Remember at the Clark House, dude? We had like three that roamed around out back.
What?
Man.
You talking about
the fire number two? Yeah.
Oh, I watched. Family shut the fuck up. I lived at the Clark House and I was watching YouTube videos on how to clean a squirrel and how to eat that motherfucker all day. We have a pellet gun downstairs. I get three other fuckers. We're all stoned and drunk. And I said, we're going to get a squirrel. I'm going to cut the feet off, rip his nuts off. We're going to cook it and eat it because that's how the guy told in the video. You're going to get it's nuts off. And so I was like, okay. And I would keep the pelt. I'd put it in vinegar, figure out some way. We go out there. We can't shoot a fucking squirrel. There's no squirrels. As soon as they know you're going to go shoot them instead of just fucking chill. They're like, yeah, hey, feed them. But look, real quick. Just John, on your story, what came to mind is, you know you made it when you can afford to feed nature. When I'm like, I'm looking at squirrels as like, yeah, I'll feed them. Watch them for a minute. Not thinking like, well, if I eat squirrel, then I can go drink another drink at the bar. Because I'm saving that fucking $9.99 a pound. On, you know
what I'm saying? Last time I was trying to
say. And anyway, that's also the name of. To recap on Hunter's story, that's the name of the podcast. This is the XXXmas podcast to kill a mockingbird. Because Boswell Roswell's fucking dad shot that goddamn bird.
Yeah, he needs to get those pictures deleted off his cell phone, dude. There ain't no glory in that.
Yeah, I had celery.
Garlic,
I had to feed celery to a horse.
For the squirrels.
Oh, it goes back to the farm life. It goes back to the farm life.
That's actually the most important thing, dude. They say if you feed like some animals, like
yeah,
but
have you ever fed a fucking cow that was chewing your fucking pant leg while you were fucking trying to lasso a horse while you were trying to fucking feed a goddamn pig?
No, but
here's the thing. Here's the thing with the South. We're weird as fuck. Like my neighbor, he just bought his wife a Mercedes, right? Well, and my dad's telling him, because they're friends. My dad's talking to him, and he tells him about this squirrel he got after the mockingjay. And this guy's like, man,
he said mockingjay now. Now he's fucking.
He said mockingjay.
It's a mockingbird, you motherfucker.
He said, I'm gonna cut it up. I next time you get one of those, I'll cook one up. This is in Cary, North Carolina. This motherfucker bought his wife a Benz. This motherfucker's talking about cooking up squirrels.
Let me tell you something.
Where
are
we?
Let me tell you something. I got this whole thing, man. I like to think about like when you're eating things, like what they do. Like I ate a squirrel, man, and that whole thing was like I might have been cooked bad, but I mean, for all I know, my grandpa said just hook up some rice, fucking throw this bitch in with it, and you're good to go. The meat texture was like it was like a firm like a chicken you bite in, but then it had like a little bit of like a gristle feel like when you're biting into it. But you're like thinking this thing's like a rubber
band.
You've
ate squirrel before?
Yeah, dude, the squirrel's like a rubber
band.
Have you
ate squirrel?
I want to eat some squirrel.
See,
okay. Hey, we need to take a nocturnal intermission.
Well, hold on. We're not taking no intermission. Look, the squirrel,
I mean,
like, but it's like a spring, right?
They hunt them with darts,
well,
dude.
Yeah. Which is something I was always wondering. You never hear about anyone hunting with darts. I thought that'd be a pretty effective weapon.
If you got a blowgun with it.
Blowgun for sure. But like, I mean, if you got some darts, just walk outside. Just like, I want some squirrel right now. Just take the darts on the dartboard. Just walk outside.
Get a trap, dude.
Pop them a couple times.
I've only been hunting like twice, but like.
Trapping. Midnight capping.
Put a little sock.
Hey, all right, let's drop into a freestyle right about now.
I don't care about the fucking math.
Hey,
we got hijacked, dude.
Hey,
yo, we got the GB man. Though.
Put on a beat. Somebody put on a beat.
Wait,
Alexa,
fuck it,
throw
we're not
on a beat.
Right this second.
I kind of want to, dude. I'm feeling it right now. Otherwise, I might pass out. I took more pills than you did tonight.
Hey, but you see that fucking line?
Just kidding. No name.
Napoleon Dynamite. That motherfucking scene where they're drinking the milk, right? And he's drinking the yellow milk,
hey, Depp,
and he says, it tastes like the cow got into an onion patch. Right?
That's not even a part of the movie, dude.
Y'all drinking trick.
The fucking Napoleon Dynamite scene where the fucking, he's testing the milk.
Sorry,
and it's,
Topo's
it's Pedro.
Going quick.
Hold on. Listen. This is what I was talking about, dude.
That's Pedro.
Because John had a good point. He said, if you feed the wildlife in your backyard, you know what they're eating. You're giving them the corn and the fucking good shit. If you have to shoot them, they taste delicious. It's just like that point in Napoleon Dynamite where they have the milks, and it's the yellow milk, and he says, this one's good, but it tastes like the cow got into an onion patch. And it's like,
and
dude,
like,
the
yes,
cow eats
that's
the
right,
onion,
that's
it
right,
goes like, through the milk, dude. So, like, I'm a big believer in like what you eat. Like I eat liver and shit because like I like, I think that's how you get the liver meat. And so if you're eating squirrel, that's how you get them fast twitch Springer fibers.
You gotta eat some bone.
I'm serious, dude. That's why I'm like, that's why, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, audience of the Alien Radio podcast, send your money to Diggity so we can start Diggity's Rabbits. I wanna raise and eat rabbits. I wanna farm. We gotta farm. They're delicious.
And this ain't no average farm, folks. This is one of your genuine ass pastures. I'm talking about green grass as long as your mama's titties.
Green grass as long as your mama's titties. Free range rabbits that live a healthy life are harvested at 46 pounds per market. Then we fucking bread them, fry them, and you get Dave's rabbit nuggets.
$3 a pound. Get them today.
I faded off of that. I was trying to name it better. Diggity's Rabbit Nuggets.
All right, kicking the mic. Apologize. Everybody, stay calm.
Giving the mic. Apologize. You just gotta make sure it's not fucking...
Calm down.
Up.
Oh, no, Marshawn. No.
Did he fumble the fuck?
Yeah.
He fumbled a rock. I thought I was on the interstation listening to the fucking Seahawks. God damn. All hell broke loose. Dave in the back of the caboose.
Who's fucking playing?
Hanging up the
I can either win
$75
or $775. I got this Nike's motherfucker's on the feet, out here dropping balls like it's his job. Well, your job is to hold on to that motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, the opposite.
Keep the ball.
Dude, he's down. He's down. He's
Zach,
down.
Zach. No, talk about farm down. Life, though, dude. What kind of animals are you talking about
about
there?
Oh, I fucking comb the horse manes. I combed dreads out of the backside of a horse today. Dude.
I was tripping me out, dude.
I had to lift his tail to the side and just comb some dreads out of the backside of a fucking horse tail.
Are you worried he's gonna kick you? Like,
the brown one will. The brown one will. I love that shit, dude. I'm fucking taking care of them, man.
Start calling you Simple Zach.
And they're the only ones. That fucking don't judge me. They don't fucking talk shit.
They come right up.
They know when they're getting fed on a dime, dude.
I almost called you today because I was going to be like, snip a little bit of that off. I need some new violin fucking bows.
Dude, you know what?
That horse hair looking just like
her
it.
Mom
nice
did. Her mom did. We had to.
Let me ask you a question.
And her mom was like, Zach, I'm so sorry for putting you through this.
I
want
to say a black horse hair.
But listen, fuck a black horse hair. Fuck a white horse hair.
Think about a violin. They're all white.
They hadn't been brushed out in like 6 months.
Black bow.
They hadn't been brushed out in 6 months. It's like taking Bob Marley's fucking dreadlock and trying to fucking untangle it.
It just smells like doo-doo. That's kind of
smells like
right?
doo-doo.
It smells like doo-doo.
And you're fucking going hard.
Fucking
and you're fucking brushing it out. And meanwhile, the brown horse is just like ready to fucking kick your brains right out the side of your ears.
So,
the whole
like,
time.
Are you, like, if you eat an egg straight from the chicken's ass?
Yeah.
There's no
salmonella, I have French toast
right?
eggs bit
no, no, no,
of
no, I'm
dipped.
Saying, but, like, you could...
Salmonella's raw meat. I mean, that's shelled meat.
Well, look, like, they pasteurize eggs, and I've taken my chances, and I've been done. Down, okay. But if I ever get something, I'll be like, he's eating raw eggs again.
Nah, you're good. You've had at least 65 by now.
60, yeah, exactly. My boy Luke can eat 50 raw eggs.
I've eaten them.
At a city?
I don't know if I'd tell people that if I was him, but maybe he just owns
it.
Dude,
no.
At one time.
Have you seen Cool Hand Luke? Best movie of all time? Shaking it up, boss. Shaking it up, Luke.
Broken ribs.
Fucking boy Luke can eat 50 raw eggs.
Oh, Dave, you gotta cut that out. Really?
Y'all ever fucking eat an egg with the shell?
No.
I've eaten the shell. You can do it. I'm fucking.
No.
Well, also, no, look, I used to fucking take the shells and
never
I would fucking boil them and then I would bake them to dry them out and then I would mortar, pestle them down into a powder and I'd put them in my shakes in the morning to get calcium. And then I quit doing that because that was a lot of work, but it worked well. I just did like 40 eggs one time for like. At once, but then recently I ate a whole egg with the shell and everything. It's just crispy. It's kind of like eating a seashell if you think about that. It's crunching down, like kind of like you got sand in your mouth. You gotta have some water.
Was that
I did a
last
warm
thing
egg.
In your fridge?
I did a warm egg. No, this was just to get protein and calcium. You know, stay jacked.
Dude, chewing on seashells. Dude, crazy. Just I remember this crazy guy. And he was like vegetarian and shit. He told like.
Kate jumps to the fucking last thing. You were going to freestyle session. Just it's over. I was like, "What do you mean freestyle, dude? What do you just?"
Well, you can freestyle multiple times
it's
if you want
fucking,
to.
It's on the itinerary. It's just at the end of it.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
And off to
the
house.
Motherfucker.
I was rubbing
smoking.
That pussy up her blouse. I don't give a fuck. Quiet as a mouse. I'm rubbing that pussy in the back seat of my house.
I got three vehicles. I'll take them all out. I don't give a fuck. Her pussy smelled like sauerkraut. Goddamn. I'm riding on a German. She got that raw behind. She's a virgin. I don't give a fuck. Dump truck backseat. That's why I'm talking about Cadillac Williams. You ain't even know on the Succaneers. We beat them pussies, got into the playoffs 2017 year. Y'all was asking if I knew it, and I don't give a fuck. If the shoe fit, I blew it. Damn, now you dropped a beat so I know how to fucking say it. I got a fucking gap in my tooth, I'ma spray it. Damn, it might be fake as your titties. I don't give a fuck. Hello Kitty. Drop it slow, drop it nice and raw. I don't wear a condom, got a girl in the fall. In the spring, Mockingbird, Hunter Boss wig. I'm about to pass it to the right, and I'm flossing.
Come on, give me a beat.
I can't.
Sitting on the couch with the Panthers hat on. Harvey Weinstein robe and got no drawers on.
Harvey Weinstein. I thought y'all were about to drop it. I thought we could pass it around. I want to see your sketch. All right. That was not enough.
I just lost it.
Yo, Alexa, play the dopest beat.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Thank you for saying Alexa, because I got to get this one fucking thing about it. I just want to say something about artificial intelligence. Is like everybody thinks like artificial, like, okay, like when I say artificial intelligence, right, you think like of something that's smarter than you. Like it's just like artificial so it can learn and eventually it'll be smarter than you.
Yeah, dude.
But like artificial sugar isn't fucking better than regular sugar. It's just an artificial sugar, you know what I'm saying? So the word artificial is what you gotta is the most important part. You got this fucking what you gotta worry about is something like Google, right? Google would become artificially intelligent when Google decided to give you the wrong answer. So if everybody searches to Google to get the right answer, but it gives you the wrong answer, that's an artificial intelligence. It'll become the thought that's in everybody's head, but it's an artificial idea everyone just believes because it's all available in the same place. So artificial intelligence has nothing to do with worrying about data becoming more intelligent than you. You got to worry about the data that you get. Not being true. Oh, that's it right there. Suck my balls.
Shoots and Ladders. Hey, are you gonna drop a button? You like Shoots and Ladders, Family Feud?
Like Sophia. Actual, it's like a robot.
All right, John, I'm about to name. You know the name Sophia means? You know the name Sophia means knowledge.
I
like Watson the best because, like, you know, if like Watson and Siri and Alexa all had a good party.
African, Mexican, Trinidad, Tobago. You wanna make it snow? He don't really know. Oh, it's Christmas, Xmas cast. Here we go, we're gonna make it real last. Long like this month pouring up my mouth. I'ma smoke this shit till it goes down south. Oh, I'ma pass it off to this day, cause he's beeping it up and I'm not a slave.
Gotta do that shit cause we living it up. We got the whiskey in our mouths and the alien up. I said I'm like Elon Musk jizzing in the sky. I really just shoot it into her eye. I might be in San Diego and she might be in Dubai, but I jizz up in the sky and it lands inside her eye. Ultimate facial. He's like, girl, check this out. I got a fucking spaceship of jizz coming your way. She's like, no, you don't. And he's like,
I think.
Producer Boss Man got the mic in his ears, got that little bit of that, and we drinking all the beers. I only drinking two blue moons, and we scratch, but we just lost it. But I know it's this Christmas, and we know we're getting higher.
Oh my god, I'm fucking busting a flex.
Stop.
I don't give a fuck, rocking and rolling legs.
All
right. I was about to jump in right then, but the beat kept switching up on me.
I can't breathe anymore.
I fumbled.
You want a match somebody bowl? Else I got a little bit of weed up here. Look. If you pop up, I don't know. I got some weed up on a plate.
Take a break. Smoke a cigarette. Take a weed.
Wait, taking no break. Keep it rolling.
Well, okay, fine.
Always keep
jump
it
out
rolling.
Of
you never know.
Jumping out of the porch. Look, fam. I'm gonna say fam because it's trending right now. It's 2017. All right,
we can smoke cigs indoors.
Indoors.
It's 2018. We can smoke cigs indoors.
Dude, just walk out.
I'll it says right open. Mic.
Well, I'm not trying to walk out. Hey, you guys can't hold it.
The only thing we got left is open mic. This. Do you guys remember the Clark House Christmas? I don't remember a single Clark House Christmas.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember one time in Clark House when we had a fucking. There was a tree that we'd have that would be put up, and because I put one of my trees up, but I fucking remember. I remember when Blue Moon first came out with that Winter Abbey Ale, and that was that fucking killer from down under. And my and Colt made all that fucking PJ with fucking Everclear. He made like apple cider Everclear. Like fucking, we had that party up in the crib.
So the last Clark House Christmas I remember, I don't really remember the actual Christmas, but I remember the house was decorated as such.
Because it was probably before,
There's lights and everything. And this was at the time that I met a lovely lady who was studying to go to law school at Duke.
Yeah.
She had a job.
She'd only suck her dick after a consent form had been signed.
More or less. She had a job that some people might envision as...
McDonald's-y.
No, not McDonald's-y. More like...
McDonald's.
Veterinary.
Questionable.
Questionable?
This
is Alien Radio.
A way to make money that's not properly making money.
She made money in a very good way, but it was all cash and it was all dollar bills.
Let me ask you a question.
No, it was legit.
I need more beer.
Get me a fat tire.
What kind of stupid ass question is that? Alien Radio podcast.
Always get us a beer.
What the fuck? Wow.
We have absolutely unlimited beer. Grab one of each kind.
I got a Tecate light in there.
I'm trying to be mean.
Oh, by the way, also I remember a fucking Clark House Christmas. It was probably New Year's. It was a New Year's event, and I just learned about base nectar, and I took Hunter Caps down to the basement, and I was like, hey, you got to hear this song, It was like one of these bass nectar songs, and I'd never heard bass, but we had these speakers in the basement I knew could handle what was going on, because I was like, I'm break fucking doing mescaline, learning about fucking dubstep, and it was like one of these ones like, who got you? Who got you? Nobody ever heard anything like that. If you listen to fucking any dubstep or EDM on your iPhones, bless your heart. But if you hear it on the fucking speakers the fucking molecules of the air are moving, surrounding your pores and zapping energy into you or out of you, whatever, I can respect that. What you drinking on, Hunter? Tecate Light?
A Tecate Light. It was a part of a variety pack. Tecate I didn't Light. Buy it on my own. On my own personal.
Dude,
desire.
What's her name? Really?
Don't shout her name out.
A horse. Remember that skanky ass bitch? I caught crabs from that hub.
Oh my god!
Just kidding.
I'm infected, by the way. I'm infected via fucking information, dude.
This is the XXX Must podcast.
Oh yeah,
we
gotta talk about some
honest.
Porn, dude. We gotta talk about porn.
It was actually I was dating a stripper at the time. Her name was Kennedy.
That
was her stage
That's
name.
What I'm
her,
talking
her
about.
Real
just
name.
Was,
you were dating her, or you just fucked her one time?
If you take somebody
we went
to
on
fucking
a date.
Restaurant,
we went on a date.
You took her to Denny's. Breakfast meal.
Now, hey, if it was a
look, this one's gonna hit close to home to you guys because we actually went to Boydland Street
in my car, dude. He fucking borrows my car.
So I had a 91 Accord at the time, all right, and I was thinking to myself, this girl's way out of my league. She's at the cabaret every night, shaking her ass. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta get somebody's
car.
She was
hot. She had a fatty me patty, dude.
Yeah.
She had
everybody
a crabby
saw
patty.
It. Everybody
she
saw
was
it.
Hypnotizer.
So, all right, so
Mrs. Miser.
Anyways, I'm thinking to myself, I gotta take this girl out, but I gotta get somebody's car. I said, Dave, you'll let me have your car, right?
I mean, yeah, the Mitsubishi Prancer.
This is before Party Marty had his fucking fleet whip service.
Yeah, I wasn't upgrading to like a Mercedes Benz. It was a Mitsubishi Lancer, but it was
red.
It was
crimson
it was.
Red.
Like, I had that thing until I totaled it.
Anyway,
until I totaled that bitch.
Anyways, I
totaled it Hunter S. Thompson style, going around a curve in the rain with no fucking tread.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. You gotta always have good.
I put new brake pads on the pussy.
Listen, fellas. Anyways, this is brought to you by Change Your Tires.
Hold on, Dave. Like yeah. Before you start clanging them keys up.
Oh, see, that's what I told Kate.
Funniest night ever. We woke up the next morning. We were drinking or whatever, and I woke up to the sound of guitar and some wailing ass bitch
Jenny
singing downstairs while Dave's playing guitar.
Phoenix.
I was like,
her name was Phoenix.
All right, I'm gonna walk downstairs. This could
Stage
be interesting.
Name.
Her stage name was Phoenix.
I walked down there and Dave's sitting on the couch with this Asian stripper named Phoenix. All tatted up.
Meanwhile, you were a JFK. Mrs. Jennifer S. Aniston Kennedy.
Funny shit ever. Woke
go
me
for
up.
It.
Dude, okay, well, shut the fuck up. Here's my side of that story.
All right.
I was like, hey, we got some fucking social workers staying over at the crib, and I respect them and their profession. That's why I let them crash. But
if
I was
you
like,
can make
somebody's gonna have to
night,
be like, if you never go to a strip club without security there, you know, the security's not just for the fucking protecting the strippers, make sure they don't walk out with the cash without paying up.
Fair point.
So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna fucking drink all these Monster. We were sponsored by Monster Energy at that point, so I was drinking sugar-free Monster Energies to Kingdom Come and fresh pots of coffee, trying to stay up. To make sure we didn't get robbed in the middle of the night.
More like shit your brains out energy, man. I mean, two of those
a
day.
I passed out. Whatever the fuck else I was doing, I fucking fell asleep, though. Fell asleep and woke up. She was like, hey, you want to go get cigarettes? And I'm like, sure. So I went and picked fucking cigarettes. Bought cigarettes. We had to walk like a mile. And the stripper's picking flowers. And I'm thinking like this should be hold on no offense bless your heart. I was thinking, man, if she was just a little bit hotter, this would be magical. But instead it's like some fucking like
Bucktooth
beaver. I'm babysitting, I'm
Harry
babysitting.
Middle in the child McCleaver.
What?
Leave
there
it to
no,
Beaver.
There were no flowers in the front yard. Was she picking dandelions?
Along the way,
the
Hunter, we had to walk from the Clark house to that fucking handy.
Ain't no dandelions. I'm talking about Santa Claus.
Oh, you went and got six with her. I forgot.
Yeah. Midnight.
And then we came back and started to sing. Because along that walk, you get to know somebody a little bit. Well, then you're not paying for anything. She paid
you threw
for
a dip in?
I had a stripper bought six.
A midnight
lipper. Her bodyguard walking her down.
A butt naked sipper.
Butt naked sipper. One dip ripper. If we get one more good bit out of Cade, then we can go smoke a cigar.
I got a fillet knife for Christmas.
I thought we were
going to say something crazy, dude. Why are you holding back, dude?
I got one just in case.
Hold
back. You talking about not getting in character? You're the
drinking a fat tire. Hey, shout out to Robert E. Lee's descendant, Saucy Lee.
Saucy
no
Lee.
Name dropping, but Saucy
Lee's
is his nickname.
Saucy
pour some out for the homies. He went down to the farm. Long story short, I ride his bike every night of the week. He doesn't even know. I drop tires. I fucking ride over the most faultiest cracks.
No, I think we should carry. I think we should keep this going. Let's do the Mountford Avenue Confessions. We'll start with Zach over here, and then we'll push it on over to John.
Okay.
And then Trent will find it all out over a podcast.
Confessions. Sambo is my roommate, and he shares the downstairs with me. Sambo, I fucked his sister one time, off record.
No, that's
all. That's a made up story,
just
though, because
I would and I will, Sambo, because here's the reason why. You leave pubes all up in my sink and you don't ever fucking clean your shit up, and you always act like, what am I doing wrong? Well, I'm gonna tell you what you're doing wrong. You fucking sharing space with other individual Homo sapiens species.
I think
you're
saying
homosexual. Fucking cleaning up yourself.
Talking about pubes.
No, yeah, he has hair clogging the goddamn drain.
This is.
Hey, Kate, we can make a ton of money if like she turned
but
me gay.
Hannah
Obeenston.
Hannah Obeenston. I moved her into her house. She knows she wants it.
You're throwing that Obeenston. That's not be a real name. Fuck.
That's not
hey,
a real
hey,
name.
Hey, Obeenston. I'm telling you something.
That's a made up.
Listen
name,
to me.
Obviously.
Listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. We can make a ton of money. We just gotta fucking have.
Sam's hiked the Appalachian Trail, but he faked it. He stayed in motels and
we'll
hotels
just get you
along
on a segment.
Like, he ain't real as fuck.
So we're gonna.
Katie's fucking got some milking ass titties, and I seen six udders on six cows, and I'm about ready to fill them up.
I flicked one and it started.
Hunter about choked on his dick. That's a fuck you. What the fuck did you just say?
Get it out of here, man.
How about now flip? Hunter about choking
I'm
the mic,
sorry,
dude.
Man. If you want dip spit all over your floor, you carry
no,
that
dude.
Story on.
I just fucking cleaned it up, man. Yeah. All right. All right, pause.
That's the fucking bit. Right. That's all we needed. This is right there. Whatever, fuck, that was the funniest thing that happened all night. I don't know what the fuck that was. But Hunter, dude, the way you fucking reacted to that.
He said, that's what I'm saying.
She got some milking ass titties. I grabbed six.
I don't care if we won or lost, man. We playing a cover.
Oh, you
bit.
Fucking pussies.
All right, y'all ready for some more podcasts?
I was going to have a good fucking segue into this fucking next bit after we all just went out there and smoked weed. Hunter, you been working out? What gym you go to?
I don't work out.
Don't tell them what gym you go to. You been on steroids?
No, I don't do it, period. Right,
cool.
I used to.
Oh. Okay. You're looking swole, dude. You put your arm back and I saw your fucking look. I saw your fucking triceps separating over here and I was like,
Alexa,
the only thing that's separated is my fucking belly from my waistline.
I worked out on Christmas Eve, man. You know, I was thinking, I was like, gonna go to the gym, get me a pump on. Thought nobody would be there. Everybody would be with family. Nothing but chicks, dude. I'm like, what is this?
Where's the rest of the weed in the grinder?
It's on that plate.
That's it.
Alright, where's the
fucking soil?
Scrape it together, see what you can come up
tire.
With.
Hey, fuck.
Where's the fuck?
Zach, you gotta talk into that warning mic or they ain't gonna hear your fucking wisdom.
Don't need to hear it. They don't need to know about it.
Dave, you remember those table weed days?
Table weed.
Table weed. I mean, if you ask me, if you ask me now, I think it's free game. If you ask me 5 years ago, I would just say, you know, it's not free game.
I've actually changed my opinion too the other way. If you asked me 5 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, it's free game. And then I'm like, eh. If I was doing what I did to get table weed now,
yeah.
I only sucked 3 dicks this week, but I think, you know, some weeks it's 5, 6. You know?
Yeah.
So table weed, listen, folks.
If
you got some weed, somebody rolls a blunt and they leave a little bit of there or they pack a bowl, just ask. That's what we ask.
Yeah.
Don't be smoking table weed saying, Hunter won't give a fuck if we just go out and party on our day and run around. And meanwhile, he comes from bombing his fucking test. He had a test in fucking Roswell, Area 51. He came in, got all his facts wrong. It turns out the jury was out on half of the things that he tried. He used the wrong refutations. Comes in, failing the test, wanting to get a little bit lifted, get back into that Stratus Orion Sphere belt where they invented the Stratocaster. Leo Stratocaster went up in the fucking first airplane. Nobody ever tells you this shit. This is the untold history, yeah. He went up in a weather balloon. He went up in a weather balloon and he heard this like amazing sound as soon as he bursted through in a weather balloon. In 1944, he heard. And he was like, I don't know what this sound is, but if we can capture the sound of the stratosphere, we'll do it. He invented a Stratocaster. Hendrix played that line. Fucking, I shit you not. 12 years later, on the anniversary of his daughter's 12th birthday. Check it. Google that. Anyway, does that answer your question, Hunter?
No, I mean, it answers every question I ever had. I mean, we're talking about the stratosphere. That's by far out of anywhere I can chime in on.
Stratocaster.
Yeah. All right. Well, I might have missed the entire conversation.
Though. Midnight plastered. What?
One of the greatest guitars of all time.
How do we get a hunting podcast?
I don't know. Let's put Blackout Trent together. Let's put Blackout Trent with Blackout Zach with Blackout Hunter and Blackout Dave
on a podcast.
And no, there's no podcasting at that point. We're blackout.
I know we need a handler, dude.
Fuck a podcast, fuck a blackout, fuck it. Let's do a freestyle.
Fuck a podcast, real world, bitch.
I was waiting for a freestyle all night long, so let's do it.
We're gonna freestyle in a minute, dude.
No,
fuck you. You dropped a freestyle.
We've been talking
actually.
For too long. We've been talking for bullshit. I know I dropped a freestyle halfway through. We got Giorgio Armani. We got
Alexandria Versace. Bottom line is,
does everybody hit this?
We have a Colombian friend. No, pass that back this way. We got a Colombian friend named fucking Seabass. Kick his ass. And he likes designer clothes. He likes skinny hoes.
Bugatti.
Yo. Seabass is dating a chick that looks pretty similar to me, right?
Ooh,
she's got a big hook nose.
Let's take a group.
She probably weighs about a buck 15 with a soaking wet ass talent.
This podcast segment.
No, I'm not trying to rip and roast. I'm trying to fucking just say.
I'm gonna have
facts.
To black this one out, dude.
Houdini is when you're fucking a girl out. With the lights out, and then you just fucking switch out with your boy, and you're outside the window. You roll the blinds up, and you're just waving at her like, yeah. Who are you getting fucked by?
Alien Radio. Alien Radio.
We're going to take that.
Radio,
alien.
Volume
it's
6.
Part of that
alien.
Sounds so good.
Alien Radio.
What are you talking about? Your voice doesn't sound good on the radio.
Nah, I'm just being a little bit shy.
Dude, every one of us has got a unique voice. Fat John's got a deep voice. Fat Dusty's got a deep voice.
Diggity's got an alien one.
Diggity's got a different unique voice. And Hunter's is just unquestionably different.
Just unquestionably different, dude. I think that's how I'm gonna start the podcast, dude.
Unquestionably
Fat
different.
Fat Dusty's got a voice. John's got a voice. just
I'm hearing it all on these megaphones.
I know. Now that you got the megaphone, you know how close you are to the mic.
So we talked a little bit about farm life. We talked a little bit about Zach's Christmas. We talked a little bit about the Clark House Christmas. Not much. We talked a little bit about
there wasn't really Clark House
strippers. Stripper stories.
Yeah, that was good too.
I think that pretty much covers, you know, what's been in dialogue thus far.
Yeah, it's a good summation right there.
So
where do we want to take it? We want to take it to a fucking. We can't be taking it to this fucking another one of these. Another one of these. We got we got another one. Of the, we got open.
Mashed potatoes and peas.
Got up another one of these. Another one of these. A mashed potato and the motherfucking yellow peas. Boom. Boom. Hey, Hunter, get that beat. Say oh. Alien radio.
Radio. Radio.
Get it,
got the radio.
Dude, we got the alien radio. Underground shit. Underground tits. Underground shit.
This sounds so good.
The underground tits. Alien.
All right, yo, hey, Beats by Dre. We gotta come back to Earth here for a second.
Wait, y'all don't wanna do
I mean, we got two guys beatboxing and nobody fucking laying down on
I
top of
I was gonna
of
lay
it,
down
so, gotta,
so hard on that.
How are you supposed to be laying down?
I was giving both of you guys an opportunity to do it.
Put some beats on the speaker.
Oh, no.
Wood grain panels.
Who would, oh, no. This there's been more turnovers.
What rhymes with panels?
Flannels.
Oh, but they get flannels.
Candles.
Light
you
can
do candles
them.
If you want.
Smelling
like
good.
Butt naked flannels. Yeah.
Butt naked flannels.
Wait, homeboy is. When's the last time you fucking
ate? By the way, homeboy little skinny. Homeboy little skinny is wearing. Homeboy little skinny is wearing a fucking robe that has got neon margaritas, palm trees, and flamingos. It's amazing.
So
it's
you got
amazing.
Something
I
to say
one.
About it?
There, hey, well, actually, look, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we got Eagles fumbling the ball on a midnight drop. Dropping a hog. We're throwing a
email,
hot dog
alien
down
radio
in the
podcast,
middle of a hog.
Give me your price.
Nasty.
If it's fucking $50, we'll send you Cade's actual robe.
AlienRadio at gmail.com.
It's got martini glasses.
Got podcast at gmail.com.
Palm trees.
And if you flamingos. Want to subscribe on PayPal, send me a couple of bucks at newtherapy@gmail.com.
Flamingos.
We don't GoFundMe, but we do take straight cash.
Straight cash.
Send
and it goes to this podcast, or
with
at least to the
favorite Christmas toy.
Look, if you give a little fucking bones here, I think you should just buy the music. Where's the music at? Oh, newtherapy.bandcamp.com.
.bandcamp.com.
We have strangers buying music every day. You guys are fans.
Bloods.
Check it out. Throw me a couple
can't
six
do
bucks,
it.
And then we'll get right down with a six-pack on another episode of this podcast where we talk about shooting deers and how Zach might be secretly queer and all the
fuck
other
you. I got a fucking robe on Harvey Weinstein ass, and I can do whatever I want to the bitches.
And that's why. NewTherapy.bandcamp.com.
And, like I said, I fucking...
is the number one.
You never even milked a cow's titty in your life, and I
squeezed on
them. Did
you milk one recently?
Dude,
like,
I sucked on them.
Can you milk me, Fokker?
Can I milk you, Fokker? Yes, I could. I fucking sucked some raw fucking milk. All right,
Cade, how many fucking gallons does a dairy cow produce if you have that farm?
Right now, at the stage of... these cows are about 12, 18 months, somewhere in that range.
You guys make eggnog out of milk?
Yeah. Throw a little cinnamon in it. Ground cinnamon.
Chickens. They got chickens and cows.
Got some eggs
and milk.
Chickens,
yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, ooh, cool.
Living it up.
You guys wish you had it, and you're going to make fun of it about it, but let me tell you what. You just squeeze it a little bit, work it out. It's like a fucking goddamn. You ever had a pixie stick that just... you suck too much on and just got choked up in the middle of it and you just want to fucking shake it out, you know what I mean?
Dude, I
want
to come milk the cows.
Yeah, dude, it's like mostly because when you're
once you get it flowing,
spitting into the
once you get it flowing, it's already going.
I'll tell you what, if you wanted to know.
That's how you're gonna do it.
I wanna come catch a bass and milk a cow.
We got, catch a bass. Dude, hey, look.
Dusty got a monster.
I wanna go hunting and I wanna get some fucking.
You can catch one.
Laying on back here?
Yeah, there's a charger.
Hey, Zach, can you get me in the loop? Can you get me in the loop?
Dude, that bass.
If a chicken dies at Katie's coop, can we pluck that shit and fry that thing?
Yeah, there's
fresh
a couple
chickens
in the coop.
Like, if bless our hearts, you know, they just live to be however old
chickens. Yeah, her dog almost ate one.
Yeah, if a dog eats one.
We're butchering the hogs next Christmas.
Did they eat the chickens, though? Because, like, nobody ever...
No, they get the chickens' eggs.
But no, what I'm saying, if the chicken happens to die, you have to have the chicken die.
But if a chicken dies, a chicken dies.
Do you eat the chicken?
If a dope boy cries, then a dope boy cries. If a chicken dies, then a fucking chicken dies.
Well, I'm saying you're not throwing a motherfucking, you're not throwing a fucking chicken in a garbage can.
Hey, we got a fucking touchdown pass on the brink of the horizon. I don't give a fuck because I got AT&T and not Verizon.
You switched to a bitch, dude. Sprint, can you hear me? He said, fuck, I can't get paid, so can you hear me?
Oh, I can't even fucking rap if I tried. I don't give a fuck. In the back seat, I cried. In a car seat with a fucking switch, I don't give a fuck. Cause she acting like a bitch.
Hey, let's do a beer segment. Let's do a beer segment. We gotta go around. What's your fucking beer? Hey, stop.
I'm sorry.
Brief second. Right, we're gonna do one. What the fuck y'all drinking these days? It's called What Are You Drinking?
Tecate Light.
Bro, I'm gonna read a couple things.
I know you can't hear me, so you go.
You can either tell me that's true.
Tap the glass. Tap that ass. I don't give a fuck, because I'm skipping that class. First period. She on a period. Just kidding. We got a kid and two skids in the diapers. I am hyper. I don't give a fuck, because I'm like Buzz Lightyear.
Alright,
and
then you gotta
nuggo. Dude, you guys wish you could fucking freestyle like me, suck a dick. I got it in my
wrist. Have your old freestyle.
I got it on my
dick.
Veins on the tip. Mushroom cap.
I got a freestyle that you did.
Fucking falcon punch up to her flap.
And it's better than this one. I'm just kidding.
Ow, I just busted my
I'm talking to John. I'm using the headphones. Hey, fuck. Time.
I'm sorry. Oh, John, this yanks me out of John's face. I'm sorry.
We're doing a segment called What Are You Drinking, motherfucker? Not What Are You
What Are You Drinking? What are you skinking?
Because whatever the fuck
you're thinking. What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking? What are you drinking? What are you thinking? Dude, I took a full moon. I took a full moon night. His mom and I went up on the second porch, and we had a moment. She zoomed in, I zoomed in, and we fucking saw the moon for what it was worth.
Which moon?
On what?
She had a telescope, 3,565 magnitude, straight zoomed in on some debris.
What size was the
moon,
man?
So you took her telescope and messed up.
Oh my god, no, she took a filter and she put it across my eye.
I'll pay you $50 a month to take a star chart. He just right at the phase of the moon. I'll pay you fucking
tell me this 50 is the best bucks. Spot
think about that back in the day.
We got an Eagles touchdown on a titty.
Oh my
go
God,
ahead and tell him about it.
Oh, God,
we got security guard action.
For the Eagles.
Oh my God, turnover.
About to go off,
dude. Oh my God, Derek Carr on a fucking turnover.
Hey, he's down right there. He's down.
For real.
Totally down. I don't even know how they ran that back.
He's down as hell.
Yeah, okay. Good try, guys.
Ooh.
It's the interception.
Imagine how awesome it would be.
Whoa, that was not even a good pass by any stretch of faggination.
We got a faggination.
You better talk about it.
Somebody's getting paid to do that shit for like when you Google, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's the moon phase? But what I'm saying is, if you could pay your fucking side fucking astronomer, dude. Like, they had an astronomer service where you could, like, oh, you want to know what fucking
butt naked
constellations
ass bitch.
You can see? $50 a month.
They have apps like that are free.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in-person local shit. So you know they're not, like, bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's pussy.
Whatever. Fuck you, guys. I'm talking about having a lot of money where you could just get a fucking chart. And they're just like, here's your shit, bro. This is what's been going on. Star Charts. Star Charts app is a one-stop shop.
What's possible?
Where you can...
it exists.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. What? All right,
we can freestyle. That was bullshit.
Yeah.
Dude, we freestyled so hard.
Alright, Alexa, play some fucking track.
Alexa, connect to my iPhone.
Searching.
Bitch.
You're already connected to Zachary's iPhone.
They got home.
Name dropping. Alexa, no name dropping.
Alexa, no fucking name dropping.
Have mercy, Alexa.
Alexa, turn off the dartboard lights. Alexa, turn off the dartboard lights.
She's not sure.
All right, so let's fucking wrap it up.
Oh my God.
He's a fucking Wi-Fi plug, bro.
Shit. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, we living in the fucking...
Alexa, turn on the fucking dart lights.
Okay, I'll remember that. Thanks.
Yeah, do it right now.
Alexa, turn on the dartboard lights.
Alexa, turn on the dartboard lights.
Okay.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks, babe.
Is this instrumental?
No.
Whoa.
But I can't crank it up.
So, I don't even know.
Alexa,
the podcast.
Crank it up.
I need it. No. That'd be dope. But I need to connect it to Trent speaker. All right, y'all ready?
I just saw Carson Wentz sitting in the box. He looked around and
didn't
even
know
he
was just playing the songs for fun.
Didn't matter if it was. Boston was fun. He fucking interrupted me.
This shit's gonna be lit.
Barely.
That's
good. That was...
I thought you could do and I would go shoot them too. But
I'm gonna freestyle Little Michael singing his ass off. Nobody's gonna beat Little Michael. That guy's the best goddamn thing ever.
ABC instrumental. I got you.
Dude, why don't you connect to the Harman speaker, bro? You need that bass.
Can you hear the
little Michael? Hey, that sounds sketchy as fuck.
Alien radio.
Zach, did you get Budweiser? What kind of beer do you get?
I got some fucking goddamn...
Fat Tire and Budweiser.
Fat Tire and Budweiser.
You got Fat Tire? I'll have one of those.
I need all those. Who's going to get
them? Are you ordering that? Is it a service? Because, right. Hunter, I see you got the producer headphones on.
Yeah.
Can you order me one, too?
Hey, we're going to need...
What do you want?
We're going to need two Fat Tires. Two Fat Tires and cherry
pie. Put the
pie.
Zoo instrumental.
A slice of apple pie. With a little bit of... Vanilla ice
this
cream.
This is one I found. Zach, I found
Hunter's
this.
Still talking to himself over here.
Hey, Hunter, no, he's got the headphones. He's actually doing a very good job of explaining the fact that, Zach, you gotta rap on this fucking one because I found this fucking
dude,
throwback.
You'll never even have a chance at fucking freestyle battling against me.
Oh, hey, sit there. Sit there.
Do you
want to
do it?
Hey, Dustin, get this on video.
I think.
Because we're sitting
here.
Yeah.
Let's put this on.
It's not a battle, but if you want to even fucking have a cattle. Ranch
guys,
take a saddle,
butt naked bitch in the back of the Cadillac. I don't give a fuck cause I'm hitting her in the raw in the back. Have two kids with a nutsack. Goddamn, what the fuck, that's a fact. Woo, it's raw dog. I'm slowing down so I can't feed the hog.
Welcome to the zoo.
And the pigs, welcome to the zoo. Switch up the beats. Hot chew.
Yeah,
sneeze.
Here we go.
Birds and the bees. I don't give a fuck when I'm whispering in the trees. Like Lord of the Rings, Legolas with a sniper, give him rings. I don't give a fuck, Tom Brady. I ain't give a fuck. It's Mercedes with a Benz, double fucking chin. Fuck my cousin, just kidding. That's disgusting. I ain't even trying to rap. I'm about the Monday night football fact. I ain't even in the playoffs. I don't give a fuck. Panthers about to light off. 2017, 2015. About to split their legs in between. Damn, about to light it fucking up. I don't give a fuck. I'm about to squirt all up in nut. Like a Nerf fucking gun. Better yet, a water squirter. Wetter, yum. What the fuck?
What the 3 points, man.
Yeah. It might be a little bit left of 2017, but we on that 2018 thing on my scene. We sipping fat ties while watching the sports on podcast. But we got that broadcast, we doing a podcast. And we be sitting here, hung up on the headphones. We got Little Skinny with the fucking robot. We got Mr. John and Dawson got the phone on. Recording the shit so we can get it so on the loan on. I know I gotta get my fucking loan on. Buy up all the shop just to get a fucking role monitor with that guitar, with that microphone. Pop! Oh, we rapping just so you don't stop.
Sitting here, drinking lots of beer. It's a motherfucking Christmas. You ain't that queer. Oh, but it's okay. We don't really know.
Mistletoe.
Oh, man, it cut out.
Man, come on.
I thought it drops one more time. All right, dude, that ice cream paint shot. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
No, that's bullshit. Read it. This
I got cut.
XXXX month podcast.
No, this shit sucks. Read it. I'm about to unplug it.
No, not a redo. Let's do a new song.
Talking of the beat. Yeah. Can't get him pissed cause he can't redo the shit when the beat getting hit when you're passing that shit. It's already there, so you might as well rap. Instead, you gotta get that cardiac pack.
Don't be mad, it's West Virginia. Zach Cage there fucking all his cousins. It's okay, man, just do it. You don't even know why you're through it. Oh, here we go, it's the X's Podcast. Let's get down, let's get real.
Alien Radio.
Yo, these tripping me out, dude.
No. Beat hitting fast when you get there with the gas. When I got that big old booty with it dripping with the air. Merry Christmas, bitch, got that fingertip tree. Flipping up around, got that birds around me. Break it down with the razor blade. Sniff a couple kinds of that cook. Oh yeah, Merry Xmas Podcast. Give the headphone to the next one.
Merry Christmas with the bacon and the clitmus. Damn, I ain't even smitten with the butt naked and the chicken. Rounding up in the coop. I don't give a fuck cause you about to take a poop on my chest. Then my cardiac arrest, it's the Panthers. We go and take the test to the 2017 playoffs. Suck it, I don't give a fuck. In my dick, I'ma tuck it. And your girl pussy all round deep. 8 inches, I ain't even got fucking feet to try to stand up. I ain't even trying to fucking act like a lad dance. And in the Disney feature, I ain't give a fuck cause you gotta treat her. Getting a creature, I ain't even trying to speak cause I don't give a fuck. Nike's on my feet. Damn, it don't make too much sense. 25 quarters makes $2. That's cents. Goddamn, with a third eye, like the pyramids and a fucking UFO in the sky. I ain't even kidding. Well, I'm fucking bitches with double chins, damn, and they so fucking pregnant. I don't give a fuck. I'ma run for president with a son.
Gonna fill up with the outside. Can't get to the ghetto with a walk ride. Got my dime, got my dope line. Waiting for the car when I'm smoking on a hella pine. Oh, all the weed God that I'm sitting around here, drinking on hella bills, hella on radio. Got that shit, goddamn motherfucker. Gotta get the shit rolling up the backwoods, motherfucker. When there's cream on the inside, green on the outside. Smoke a blunt till I die. Smoke it when I ride. Smoke it when I got the hell of time. Oh my God! Drop it one more time. Cream on the inside, where we go ride. Ride it up and up and up and up and get we go high. And got a dab, got all the stabs. Get that Christmas dick going. Oh, and the stocking going pop. Miss a clock going pop. Yeah, it sounds cool in the headphones, I promise. Jump a cat! Merry Xmas!
Get a little
stabbed. I don't know, dude. Something like that. Let's see what happens.
Dude, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley throw it back, because I had. Honey, you got that rap sound.
Come on, honey, get that.
Fucking bitches on the south side.
Black Leslie with a fresh line. About to run it back, 20 yard line. Damn, that girl fine. Got a fat ass, I'm about to fucking grind. Damn, she got me backed up against a wall. I got my ass pants ripped, that's a foul. To the back, quarterback sack. I don't give a fuck, Tom Brady got a small sack. Just kidding, that faggot is the truth. I don't give a fuck, kissing booth, our cheese, like 1972. I don't give a fuck, how about him, how about you? Damn, how chew, I'm about to sneeze a fucking hurricane chief you. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but these words got the venom and I'm about to fucking saying. Super fucking saying.
Super fucking saying. Going on the beat, you know the word is on the street. Down with how it down, man, we know we call it industry. We just be sitting now, we just be flossing there. We just be talking about everything we got to say. We know it now, we know the Buddha. That's simple, bougie, bougie, body, busy, faint song. Try that Frank hot sauce, sound like fucking wine. Fucking thighs up, everything I fucking sign. And every way, every time, every blue moon. A little bit of baby, go,
fuck this.
Take a bit of sip, Molly Percocet. I'm taking it like just a gas. I'm chasing with the dick a little bit, and then I say, I'll take a little, pass. And take a little bit of that shit right up my ass. What? What? Talk about? What? Port to port, the ship is sailed. I got a bunch of drugs and I'm ready to get nailed. Oh, little skinny with the flamingo on. He's got that motherfucking rug drug dealer on. Yeah, cashing out at the fucking casino with all my bitches, cause they don't even know. It's okay, cause we getting lots of cash, and we spreading that money like we spreading that cash.
Spreading the ass.
It's okay.
Spreading the ass. Spreading the ass. Spreading the ass.
Side to side.
Spreading the ass. Pass me the
chain. That theory of the spreading the ass.
Spreading the ass.
Alien radio, yo, spreading that ass.
All right, give me the new beat. I'm about to fucking light it off of y'all. Need
so that. We had the zoom.
Hey, pass it this way.
All right, you beautiful, clever aristocrats. Thank you for tuning in to Alien Radio. Help us keep this thing going. Go to newtherapy.bandcamp.com. Check the tracks. If you hate them, send me an email at alienradiopodcast@gmail.com. Say that you hate them. Throw me a couple bucks for hating them, and we'll be sure to make better ones. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you to the crew and everybody. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great XXXmas, and I'll see you next time.